The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbottle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Are you contented? Are you satisfied with your life? Are you happy with the job you are in? You might say, I'm contented to some degree, at least part of the time. But most of the time, I'm in a rush. My nerves are on edge. I seldom, if ever, get to do what I like to do. I'm so busy trying to make ends meet, pay the bills, take care of the kids, and help others. I'm so busy trying to solve problems. I'm so busy trying to learn and keep up with all the knowledge that's out there today, or trying to get a better education so I can get a better job. Because I don't want to get too far behind. Are you happy and contented with your marriage? Are your kids contented? Are you contented with the economy or the job market? Are you contented in and with the church that you attend? Are you contented with the high prices of fuel, food, utility bills? Is your income keeping up with inflation? If not, you can't be contented in an economical sense. My friend, the truth is, there's not much contentment anywhere we look. Why is that? What has caused so much confusion and discontentment in the world over? Do you think the Middle Eastern countries are contented? Many in the Middle Eastern countries hate America. Why? Why are we in the Western nations discontented? Why aren't you contented? There's a reason and a cause for all the evils and discontentment in the world today, and for you personally. Where did it all come from? Where did it all start, and when did it start? You will probably be surprised to learn that it all began in the Garden of Eden for mankind. Satan deceived Eve, and Adam gladly went along without being deceived with and to the obedience of Satan the devil, to disobey God. Now Satan the devil has never been contented since iniquity was found in him. Notice what God said about Lucifer, the archangel that was right at the throne of God for who knows how many millions or billions of years. In the book of Isaiah chapter 14 beginning in verse 12, notice what God had to say about the one that became Satan the devil. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations? This is speaking of Satan, or the one that became Satan the devil, who was an archangel right at the throne of God. Verse 12 also calls Lucifer, as he was until iniquity was found in him, son of the morning, meaning day star or light bringer. In other words, a righteous being. God said, you, meaning Satan the devil, or Lucifer, the one that became Satan the devil, was cast down to the ground, demoted, if you will. God also said in verse 12, you who did weaken the nations. And we see this world in a terrible weakened condition because Satan has persuaded and deceived man to obey him. That's what he did to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. This world is weak physically, mentally, emotionally, and above all, morally and spiritually. We are also weak economically as well. Satan is very discontented, and he has led mankind in his path of disobeying God, the Creator, the true God. Satan is the God of this earth. Now, why is that? How can that be? Well, because he has most everyone on the earth living his way, obeying and following his way of rebelling against the Creator God. His way of get looks good to man. The forbidden fruit looked good to Eve, especially with a little coaxing from Satan. Yes, with a little coaxing from Satan, disguised as a serpent. Satan didn't appear to Eve and say, I'm the devil, and I'm here to deceive you, and make you think that my way is the way that makes you happy and contented. Now, he was there for that purpose, but he didn't tell Eve that. Now, he stayed behind the scene just as he does today. He is still in the business of deceiving, destroying, and making your life miserable. He is still enticing man to disobey God, and we are willingly followers of Satan's way of get. The way of get has and is and always will lead to discontentment, because we never get enough to content us. The way of get only causes you to turn your back on the true Creator God. We never get enough. Eve wanted more, so did Adam. Now that should tell you why that you aren't as contented as you would like to be. Satan the devil is very discontented because he never gets enough. He is the God of this earth. He is in charge of the earth. His way is leading and directing the way of most everyone on the earth today. Just look at what his way has produced. We probably couldn't think of all the evils that we are trying to survive in and through. And the sad thing is, we continue to see the evils increasing and intensifying. We even see the weather becoming more severe, tougher to cope with the weather pattern that we are living under. My friends, we should open our mind and eyes, because it's not God's way of give and love that has produced the evils that we are living in. You see, the forbidden fruit, which Satan deceived Eve to partake of, was from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Mankind has and is doing many good deeds, but our good deeds aren't on the God plane or the God level. The good deeds of man will not and cannot give you eternal life, because the way of man is a mixture of good and evil. That's what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represented. It did not represent the way of God, and we haven't gone God's way. In Proverbs 14, verse 12, it says this, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." That's what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represented, the way that seems right to human beings. It also represented Satan's way, the way of get. God wants us to understand this, so he repeats it again in chapter 16, verse 25 of Proverbs. "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." That is the end result of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That is the way that we have gone, the way that seems right to mankind, without God's Spirit leading and directing us. So what the way of doing what's right in our own eyes or mind has produced is a lot of good deeds by man in helping others, but also by disobeying God, turning our back on God's word, has brought all the evils that we see. We never really solve problems on a permanent base, maybe temporarily at times, and our way, which seems right to us, produces evil results. Notice what the Bible says about Satan the devil. In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul is speaking to converted Christians which had come to realize what sin is and had repented and were baptized for the remission of sin and had begun walking in newness of life, indeed had come to realize they were sinners and wanted to change their life and began partaking of the tree of life, living the way that God commanded us to live from the time of Adam and Eve. That's what they wanted to do. That's what a true Christian wants to do. He wants to live, or she wants to live, according to the Word of God. In Ephesians 2, verse 1, Paul had this to say, "Inspired by God Almighty, and you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin." Now he's speaking to Christians. Yes, living the way that leads to death. That's what everyone has done. "In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we also once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." Verse 2 calls the devil the prince of the power of the air. Now that tells us much if we're willing to listen. For instance, can you watch everything on TV or computer? Can you listen to everything on radio and say God is behind this? Think about that, my friends. Can you go to the movie theater and say God has produced this movie, you would be on much safer grounds to say Satan is behind this or that. He also influences your mind and attitude to obey him, and you don't know it. That's what he did to Eve. He hasn't changed. You need to know your enemy. Satan is your enemy. Verse 2 also said Satan is the spirit of the power that works in the sons or the people that doesn't obey God. That mind of Satan, which works in the disobedience, is a mind and attitude of discontentment and rebelling against God. That's the way Satan is. He is discontented and he is a rebel. That's what he has led and guided and enticed man to do, is to be a rebel, rebels against God. It is not a mind of peace and contentment. Maybe we begin to understand why we aren't contented. I hope we do. If we understand that, then just maybe we will want to change our way and live the way that will make us contented. The only way that will make you contented, my friends, the only way that you can have contentment is to begin to obey your Maker. God gave a set of laws that helps you to build character, and that is the way to contentment. Ephesians 2 and verse 3 continues, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. In other words, my friends, we grew up putting on Satan, taking on his way, his mind, his attitude, and his character. Now, we didn't know that. We were innocent in it, but that was the environment that we grew up in. And that's what we have to this day, unless you have repented and been baptized for the remission of sin, and you see yourself in comparison to God and Jesus Christ, and you have begun to change your way, your words, your lifestyle, your actions, your thoughts, your mind, and your attitude, and your character. That's the only way that you will ever be contented, is to turn to your Savior, Jesus Christ, and appreciate what he had done for you and turn your life over to him by repenting and beginning to walk in newness of life, obeying God, your Creator. Do you know we all grew up putting on the mind of Satan? That's what has happened to this world. And as I said, of course, we were innocent in doing that. We didn't know that was taking place, because that was the environment that we grew up in. Eve didn't know that Satan was behind the scene deceiving her. She gave it no thought whatsoever. Satan is still the same today, my friends. He stays behind the scene. And you don't know that he is the God of this world unless you know the Word of God. You know the Word of God, then you know that Satan is the God of this world, because that's what the Bible says, and we'll get into that on our next program. In the meantime, keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and we have a couple of booklets that you need to read. Number one, Building Godly Character. That's the only way to be contented. And that book will help you understand how to build godly character. Number two, Understanding the Commandments. Yes, the commandments that God gave man to live by, to regulate his life, to give him peace and contentment. So, call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, and request your booklets today, How to Build Godly Character and Understanding the Commandments. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.